Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, wherever you are, praise our Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, with 15 minutes of teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchSuitsForMe.com. No matter what your church needs are, from clergy wear to first lady attire to lay members in auxiliaries, Church Suits for Me brings out the best me in you. Visit churchsuitsforme.com. Just so you know, I am driving on my way up past Orlando to visit a client this morning. So if you hear any, you know, background noise or a horn, honk or anything such as that, it's because I'm driving. However, I am hands-free on Bluetooth, and I know the scripture that we will be referencing today by heart, so don't worry, I'm not reading or anything such as that. Our topic for today is protect your progress. Protect your progress. And we are coming from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in on air. The number is 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can follow the podcast to ensure that you don't miss one episode. Follow by texting the message or letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's text the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text as well as a text containing a link to the recording Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. This is the same call-in and following information for my new Pillow Talk Grown Folks Bible Study on Mondays at 10 p.m., where I'm actually taking your questions live on air. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. FeeldFire.com. Let's get ready to get into this word. I am in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 from the KJV. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Think about that. If I was paraphrasing it from the NIV, the New International Version, it would say something such as, to protect your heart, or to pay attention to your heart, because everything that you do flows from it. Come on and give God praise. What is our topic for today? Protect your progress. Day after day and month after month, year after year and decade after decade, hopefully we are growing and improving as humans and as Christians. As we do so, we are in the process of continuously progressing. And what I mean by that is that each day we are better than we were the day before. Our thought processes are better. Our conduct is better. Our goals, our vision, they're better. Our overall lives, our health, we should always be striving to be a better person, to be a better Christian. Now, this does not mean, when I say we're better or improving, that we are conforming to the world's way of teaching. Because the world likes to use the word evolving to say that if you want to conform to what the world says, oh, you're evolving. Somehow you're smarter now. You're more mature. You're more intellectual. But that's not what we're talking about, because the world's evolution many times is in opposition to the spiritual growth ordained by aligning oneself with the word and will of God. This is why it's protect your progress. Now, progress can be synonymous with evolution. And I don't mean evolution scientific, where we're saying humans were derived from apes. I'm talking about the fact that evolution, in its most basic form, denotes some type of growth or progress or better development. So as long as you are progressing in the will of God, as long as your maturity or evolution occurs in alignment with the word of God, then this is something that you want to protect. Let's go back to Proverbs 4 and 23. The first word it said was an action verb, guard. In other words, protect. Put a fortress around. Place boundaries around. Understand the critical importance of this, because if something is not important, there is no need to guard it. If it's not of benefit to you, there is no need to protect it. If it's not something of value, it's unnecessary to place a fortress or boundary around. So it's already starting off by letting you know inherently that your heart, the place from which your dreams and your goals flow, the part of you that is most important physiologically, because if the heart is not working, it won't matter about anything else. It won't matter if you have nice nails or nice feet if your heart isn't pumping. It won't matter if you got nice hair, if your heart or what your degrees are, if your heart isn't pumping. Synonymously, even emotionally, our heart matters, because this is how we fall in love, right? He has my heart, or she has my heart. So it said, look, guard this thing. It is so critically important, because out of it, everything that you want to do flows, it emanates from that. So it is the same to say that your progress, every goal that you reach, every milestone that you reach, it flows from the issues of your heart. So put a fortress around it. Protect it. Why is that necessary? Because all around you, Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he will use whomever he can use to come in to impede your progress. That may be your friends. It may even be your family. Sometimes you may be your own worst enemy. The way that you think, the way that you speak, the way that you carry yourself. You even got to protect your progress from your own obstacles, your own self-defeating, self-destructive behavior. How long will you stay in that negative, toxic relationship? How many times will you go back to the same people, the same friends, the same place where there is no joy for you, there is no hope for you, there is no victory for you? How many times will you make excuses? How many days or months or weeks will you procrastinate? How long will you fail to protect your progress? This is why I'm telling you, you got to guard it. You should get tired of taking 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. You should get tired of being sick and 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 tired. You should have had enough of the mess and the drama, the dysfunction, and the arguing by now. You should be sick of church hopping. Sick of divorce after divorce after divorce, relationship after relationship after relationship, being in need after being in need after being in need, being broke after being broke after being broke. When do you realize, glory, that God wants the best for you? God has ordained, hallelujah, blessings for you, but your role in it is to protect every victory, protect every step of progress, protect every happy moment, protect the good people in your life, protect your own sanity, protect your own peace of mind, set the boundaries in place, build a fortress around what you've accomplished, and say that no devil in hell, no matter whom he desires to use, will impede my progress today. Why? Because I am going to guard it with all diligence. I'm going to pay attention to who's around me, pay attention to who's speaking to me, pay attention to who's in my inner circle. I'm going to love them, but not so much, glory, that they impede or interrupt my progress. Let's go into prayer. Father, we praise you today. Lord, we magnify your name. Great is your mercy toward us. Great is your mercy toward us, Lord. Great is your favor and your forgiveness. Great is your mercy and great are your blessings. Morning after morning after morning, new mercies we see. This is the day that you have given us. And oh, Lord, our souls magnify your name. This is the day that our Lord has made. We shall rejoice, Father. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Father, help us, Lord, to understand the value of our lives, the value of our anointing, the value of the giftings you placed in us, so that with all diligence, with a sober mind, we guard our hearts. Glory. We guard our progress. We protect every step, Lord. We protect those we love. We protect ourselves, understanding that being a Christian does not make us a doormat, but the righteousness of God in Christ, above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail, blessed coming in and blessed going out. Everything that we put our hands to prospered, so we protect it in the name of Jesus. Now we say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. God, hallelujah. We just thank you for the victory. In your name, Lord. Oh, in your name. Hallelujah. Everyone say amen. I'm going to do the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. But just keep on thanking the Lord. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, glory, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, I will protect my progress that I just made today. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everybody say, I will protect my progress. Come on and say it again. I will protect my progress. Now remember to tune in live with me for Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and for Pillow Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. To tune in for either broadcast, call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or follow by texting the message DS for Daily Fire to phone number 33222 so you will receive the recording of Daily Fire and a text message reminder on Monday nights at 10 p.m. when we will talk Grown Folks Bible Study. All of this information, as well as the ability to send me requests and contact me, is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. How do you spell it? FeeldFire.com. Now, our topic for today is protect your progress. Your task for today is to guard everything and everyone important to you with all diligence. I'll see you in the morning. Pray for me as I travel. If you're the progress, don't give it away. See you tomorrow.